And just a few decades ago, a lot of neuroscientists thought synesthesia was a myth. So is it possible that there are other sensory phenomena that have yet to be recognized? Sarah Nix brings us a kind of astonishing story about an experience a lot of people are just discovering they share. Who knows, maybe you do too.
Remember this old PBS show?
Hello, I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you. First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes.
It's The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross. It's a simple program, just Ross in a room with a canvas. Palette in hand, he talks you through how to paint one scene or another, a mountain range, a waterfall, some northern lights.
Put a little of the liquid white, go right into some yellow.
You can hear his careful instructions and the brush on the canvas.
Tap it. Okay, let's go right up here.
It's a funny kind of show. Very 1980s PBS. There hasn't been a new episode in about 10 years, but it's still broadcast around the country, maybe because it's got a particular cult following, and not just people who want to paint.
I would watch that show through. I was not a painter. Not an artist, but just that deliberate, almost kind of zen quality that he has. I remember sitting and watching that show quietly and feeling this wonderful, beautiful feeling. And it's a tingling feeling, and it goes down through my shoulders and sometimes down my back. And it's as if somebody is stroking you or petting you, if you were a cat, maybe, softly and gently, and you just rise up to enjoy that feeling. Puts you in kind of a different sort of mindset.
That's Stephanie Elkins. She's a music host here at our mother station, Wisconsin Public Radio. What she's describing is a set of sensations, tingling, quiet euphoria, called ASMR. That stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It sounds like a medical term, but it isn't. It's a catch-all name for an experience that thousands, maybe millions of people have.
Good evening. This is Marie again with you.
If you Google it, you'll find terms like brain orgasm or concentration euphoria.
To your relaxation.
Turns out a network of online communities have sprung up around ASMR. There are dozens of channels on YouTube where people are posting videos to trigger the tingles and that relaxed feeling. There are videos of people folding towels, doing puzzles, getting haircuts. They're all done incredibly slowly and quietly. If people talk, they whisper, sometimes very, very quietly.
I'm going to use my 3D microphone, my wonder brush.
That was all news to Stephanie. She just thought it was something that happened to her. So we sat down to watch some videos together.
Sure.
I guess we'll start with the loudest part of the video, and that is...
When people talk in the videos, they're almost inaudible.
Tapping.
So you can really hear the sibilance and clicks of the consonants.
Spectacle, spectacle.
In one, a woman is whispering into a fancy stereo microphone, moving from side to side. The sounds of tapping or brushing or paper shuffling, they're usually at about the same volume as the voices.
I got some of the tingling and response.
Stephanie feels a little tingle here and there. And then we get to a video of a man folding a paper airplane.
This is just wild. I'm having the strongest response to this one. And it triggered some memories of events where I must have heard a man whispering or nothing specific, but it was, yeah, it just went shot right through my neck and back and shoulders.
So I have to say here, for all the videos I've watched, I haven't had a single tingle. I'm wondering if I should be jealous because I've run across about six people who do get the tingles and that quiet euphoria zen thing that comes with them. What is this thing? Time to talk to an expert.
I am Ilse Blunsert, and I make videos for relaxation purposes on YouTube.
What a whisper, Ilse.
My whole channel is especially dedicated to people who experience ASMR.
Ilse says she's experienced the tingles for as long as she can remember, but she discovered the name ASMR by accident when she was in university.
I was in my final year and I was really stressed out. I had trouble sleeping. So I decided to look on YouTube for relaxing voices because I was aware of the fact that relaxing voices could possibly give me tingles, which can help me to fall asleep. So I just gave it a shot.
Thanks to those videos, her insomnia and anxiety pretty much went away. Ilse says ASMR changed her life a lot, for the better. And she wanted to give something back to the community. So a couple of months later, she shot her first video.
And oh my God.
In it, she tells the story of discovering ASMR while she slowly trails her hand through a bowl of dried pasta.
Macaroni. Because I think it's a pretty relaxing noise.
It became my full-time job in September 2012. Back then, my channel grew so fast, and I got so many people following me that they just motivated me. It started off as a hobby, and it grew into, like, one of my biggest passions.
Ilse's made more than 300 ASMR trigger videos since then. More than 130,000 people subscribe to her channel. All in all, the videos have been viewed more than 20 million times. So what kind of videos get the most attention?
You can basically split up ASMR in four categories. Visual stimuli, you have sounds, you have voices, and then you have touch, which is like more of like role plays kind of videos. Someone is talking to you like you're having an appointment at a hair salon. The fact that someone is sitting in front of you and is being nice to you, that can give a very, very pleasant tingly sensation. And that's, from what I've noticed, a lot of people like that.
Watching a video of a stranger pretending to cut your hair? It sounds a little weird, right? The truth is, for those of us who don't experience ASMR, the videos can seem a little odd. They feel really, really intimate. And so there's a strange tension of like, well, why am I having intimacy with this person through this YouTube channel? And it seems like for many of the people who have ASMR, the intimacy is central.
Yeah, I think it's about the fact that you try to make people comfortable, that they can trust you and that they kind of can surrender. It's very similar to hypnosis, for example. Hypnosis is also a voluntary state of mind.
Is it like hypnosis? That's Ilse's number one theory. But despite the thousands of testimonials online, neuroscience isn't studying the phenomenon. There's one blog post from a neuroscientist who wrote, "Maybe it's like that little shiver we get during a musical crescendo." Another neuroscientist told me that there are no academic articles on ASMR. 20 years ago, researchers weren't interested in synesthesia either. They thought it was a myth. Maybe ASMR's in the same boat?
Hi there.
Then I came across Trevor Cox. He's a professor of acoustics and audio engineering, and he studied reactions to a whole different kind of sound, the disgusting ones.
People eating with their mouths open and people coughing and things like that.
He asked people to rate the disgust they felt. And then, of course, there were the nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah, we had a variety of scraping sounds in there as well, but the actual recording I made of fingernails down the blackboard didn't score that high. People seem to have different reactions to this. So there's lots of people, us just talking about fingernails down the blackboard make them want to turn the radio off and leave the room, I'm afraid. But there's people like me who I could listen to it all day long. It doesn't really make much difference to me.
Yeah, you know, even when I imagine the sound, my skin crawls just a little bit.
Oh, people have really extreme responses to it.
And what about pleasant sounds and ASMR?
It's interesting. I met someone who was telling me all about this a few weeks ago. And the explanation that this person gave to me was, if you have something, you know, someone whispering slightly inaudible, that implies someone's really close to you. And there's a sort of intimacy there, and maybe that's what's triggering the kind of very strong response. You know, lots of those human sort of kind of our everyday lives or even strange things that have never been researched because there's no real drivers. It just needs a scientist to get intrigued to study this phenomenon, and then maybe we'll have an answer.
Stephanie Elkin says she doesn't really care if there's science behind it or not. She's learning something new about herself. You want them.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a world waiting for you on the internet.
Bizarre.
So if I walk by your office and you're streaming paper plane instructions, I'll know that you are doing well.
I'm getting a little lift. Instead of a cup of tea, I'll have a video.
Relax, let it flow. Think like water. Think like water. Relax, let it flow. You can go on and on and on.
Sarah Nix brought us that story. If you want to know more about ASMR, you can hear her full-length and kind of fascinating conversations with Stephanie and Ilse on our website at ttbook.org.